Zen Buddhism, even Bauhaus,
Oh, interesting.
where simplicity and functionality were king.
Made sense back then.
And it kind of evolved to what we see now. Clean lines, muted tones, quality over quantity. Imagine walking into a room and everything has a purpose, a place,
Nomming.
like a visual exhale.
That visual exhale sounds amazing after a day on the tube, let me tell you.
Right.
But you mentioned history, and it makes me think there's a psychological piece to this
Yeah,
too.
absolutely. There's a UCLA study found that clutter can really mess with their brains,
No way, right?
increases stress hormones even.
Wow.
So in the UK especially, where space is precious,
Oh, yeah.
creating a minimalist environment can be huge for your well-being.
So it's not just about how it looks, it's how our homes make us feel.
Exactly.
I like that. Okay, aesthetics, though. One of the first things that screams modern minimalism. Color palette. What are we working with?
Okay, picture those misty mornings, you know, the soft
Oh,
light.
yeah, classic UK. That's your base.
Okay.
Whites, grays, maybe some muted earth tones creates a sense of space, super valuable in smaller homes, but it doesn't have to be boring.
Right.
You can add pops of color, but strategically,
Okay.
a vibrant artwork, a colorful cushion,
Yeah.
personality without overwhelming the space.
Okay, so we've got our calming base. But there are a million shades of white and gray.
Oh, I know.
Where do you even start?
It can be overwhelming. Think about the room's function.
Okay.
Natural light. A north-facing room might need warmer whites,
Counteract that, yeah.
and a south-facing one can handle cooler tones. And the paint finishes, matte, satin, eggshell.
Oh,
It's about tailoring it to the space.
so finding the right shade of white for your corner of
Scotland.
Wales. I love it. All right, so color sorted. What about materials, textures, finishes? What screams modern minimalism in a UK home?
Sleek,
Yeah.
streamlined,
Yeah.
polished concrete floors, maybe a glass coffee table, clean
Oh,
lines.
I like it.
You might even see exposed brick steel beams.
Nod to the industrial past.
Like a converted warehouse in Shoreditch,
Exactly.
all exposed brick and minimalist chic.
Yeah. But you don't want it to feel cold.
Right. Especially with the the UK weather.
Yeah, not exactly known for sunshine. So you bring in natural elements, light oak flooring, some birch plywood
Let's
furniture,
soften it up, yeah.
adds warmth, texture, without the clutter. And, you know, sustainability is a big thing here.
Of course, yeah.
Responsibly sourced wood adds that extra layer of intentionality.
It's about that balance then. Modern and natural. Stylish but grounded.
Yeah.
So we've got color, materials. What about the actual furniture? What makes it modern minimalist?
Functionality is key. Each piece has to earn its spot. No fluff.
Okay, I like that.
Clean lines, geometric shapes, maybe some modular stuff that adapts. And storage.
Oh, huge.
Essential, especially in UK homes. Look for built-in storage, sleek shelving units.
Speaking of storage, I've seen some London flats where every inch counts.
Oh, I know. So maximizing space is vital. But does it risk feeling like a showroom? Too sterile?
That's where the modern comes in. Pieces that are functional but have personality. Maybe a mid-century sofa, clean lines, or a vintage jeans chair, a bit of history.
Yeah.
Choosing items that reflect you but stay true to the aesthetic. And don't underestimate good decor.
Okay, decor. What are the DOs and don'ts, especially in UK homes? You've got the quirks, fireplaces, bay windows.
Restraint. It's your superpower. Curating, not cluttering. One striking sculpture instead of a shelf of knickknacks. A large statement piece of art, not a gallery wall.
Choosing the right statement, not trying to say everything at once, but does that risk being impersonal?
Not at all. Minimalism isn't about erasing you.
Yeah.
It's letting the things you love really shine. Maybe a collection of vintage books,
Oh, I love that.
or a beautiful vase from your travels, those chosen items that tell a story.
A curated glimpse into your life, not the whole autobiography. Okay, but how do you actually declutter? Prioritize? It's daunting.
It is, but it's not about chucking everything. It's about being mindful of what you bring in. Ask yourself, do I truly need this? Does it bring me joy? Does it fit the look I'm going for?
So less deprivation, more intentionality.
Exactly. And there's a real sense of freedom in letting go of things you don't need, but you
That,
might even find more time and energy for the things that matter.
decluttering your home, decluttering your mind
Powerful.
stuff. Okay, so lots of theory. I want to see it in action. Alex Coda, This designer, known for his amazing work in UK homes.
Oh, he's great. Really understands how to adapt modern minimalism to the, you know, the quirks of UK architecture.
Wow.
Blends the old and new, respects the history, but with a modern edge.
And we're going to see how he does it. Specific examples just a bit later. But first, recap time. We sprinkled in some do's and don'ts.
Aww.
Our modern minimalist cheat sheet for our UK listeners ready to take the plunge.
Mm-hmm.
What are the must-dos?
Okay. Embrace natural light. It's your best friend for that airy feel. Declutter regularly. Mindful of what you bring in. Invest in quality pieces. Well-made, lasting, no fast furniture trends. And choose multifunctional furniture whenever you can. Especially important in smaller UK homes.
Love those DOs. Now hit us with the don'ts. What to avoid for the modern minimalist look.
Don't go crazy with ornamentation. Resist those impulse buys. Before you buy anything new, ask yourself those questions. Need it? Love it? Fit the aesthetic? Don't be scared of empty space. It's breathing room for your chosen pieces. And lastly, but importantly, don't forget to personalize it.
Yes. It's your home. It should reflect you.
Exactly. Add touches that tell your story. It's creating a space that's stylish and authentically you.
Okay, so we've laid the groundwork for modern minimalism in UK homes. Explored the philosophy, the colors, materials, furniture, even the decor. Ready to see it all come together, real life examples.
Oh, absolutely. I'm excited to see how Alex Cota has transformed these spaces, especially with the unique character of UK homes.
Let's do it. When we come back, we'll be exploring some of Alex Cota's most impressive modern minimalist projects. Stay tuned.
Back again. Ready for some Alex Cota magic.
Oh, absolutely. Seeing these principles come to life in actual UK homes, his portfolio, it's amazing.
Yeah, really something. I'm curious how he handles those challenges, you know? The space, the layouts, blending the old with the new.
Right, right. It's a unique mix. Where do we even begin?
Let's start with a project that really highlights his skill. Working with existing architecture, a Victorian terraced house, North London.
Oh, those terraces. So much charm.
But tricky to modernize. You don't want to lose the character.
Exactly. High ceilings, ornate moldings.
Mm-mm.
How do you even bring in minimalism without it clashing?
Cota, he's all about respect, integration. In this project, he actually opened up the ground floor, created this big, light-filled living area. Feels more contemporary, but he kept the original fireplaces.
Oh, wow.
The bay windows, even the ceiling roses, those intricate details.
So he's using the existing features as part of the design, not erasing them.
Exactly. And then he layers in the minimalist touches. Muted palette, whites, grays, light oak flooring for warmth. Furniture with clean lines doesn't overpower the space.
With those high ceilings, it must feel massive, even with the minimalist approach. What about storage, though?
Mm.
Victorian houses, not exactly known for built-in wardrobes everywhere.
Right, that's where Cota is clever. He used these sleek, built-in storage solutions, blend right into the walls.
That's smart.
You barely notice them. Tons of hidden storage, though. Essential for keeping clutter at bay.
It's like he's made minimalism work for real life, not just a rigid set of rules.
Totally. That balance between how it looks and how it functions. So important, especially in those sometimes compact UK spaces.
Yeah.
Charm and practicality.
Love it. Okay, so what other projects really show off Cota's minimalist magic?
One that stood out to me was a loft conversion, former industrial building, East London.
Ooh, those are popular.
But they can feel a bit cold, stark, you know?
Yeah, all that exposed brick and metal can be a bit much. How'd he handle it?
He embraced it, the brick, the beams, but he softened them.
Okay.
Light, airy colors, natural wood, very minimal decor.
So playing with contrasts, rough brick against smooth furniture, industrial against soft textiles.
Exactly. And natural light, he's a master. Huge skylights, flood the space with sun, highlights the brick texture, amazing sense of airiness.
I bet. Those skylights must make a huge difference, especially in the winter, when natural light is limited.
Absolutely. Thoughtful design, you know, it can actually make you feel better. A brighter space, uplifting, even on those gloomy days.
It's true. Okay, so from Victorian terrace to industrial loft, he adapts to the style. But what about those tiny spaces, the ones you find in cities? Has he done any of those?
Oh, yeah. He renovated a small apartment in central London. Shows how minimalism can transform even the tiniest space.
Now, this is something people can relate to. So many people in small flats trying to make the most of it. What did he do?
Openness and flow were key. Light colors, reflective surfaces, and that multifunctional furniture. Every inch had a purpose. And storage. Incredibly strategic. Built-in units blended right into the walls. No clutter.
Clever design. Making the most of it. Any specific tricks for making it feel bigger?
He did. Big mirror on one wall. Reflects light, makes it brighter, but it creates depth too. Visually expands the room.
So simple, but effective. You don't need a lot of space to make it beautiful and functional.
You don't. That's the beauty of modern minimalism, I think. Not about rigid rules. It's about understanding the ideas and then applying them. Creative solutions for spaces that look good and work well.
His work is inspiring, for sure. Modern minimalism can work anywhere, Victorian terraces to those cozy city flats. UK homes are all different, but he makes it work.
And you know what's really striking? They feel so personal. Even with the minimalist aesthetic, you can see the personality of the people who live there.
It's true. It's not about erasing yourself or creating a showroom. It's about a space that reflects you, what you value.
Couldn't agree more. Living intentionally in your space and in your life.
Well, I think we've covered a lot. Modern minimalism, the principles, the practical tips, those amazing examples from Alex Kota. We've really dug deep. Ready for some final thoughts?
Absolutely. I want to give our listeners something to think about, something to inspire them on their own minimalist journey.
Me too.
Yeah.
Let's wrap it up. Share those final takeaways.
Okay.
All right. So we've talked about what modern minimalism is, how to do it. But I'm thinking, why? Why is it such a big deal, especially in the UK?
I think people are craving simplicity.
Yeah.
You know, intentionality.
Hmm.
Life's so hectic, full of distractions.
Oh, tell me about it.
And modern minimalism, it's like this antidote to the craziness.
Okay.
Creating a space where you can actually breathe, relax, reconnect with what matters.
It's like visual decluttering leading to mental decluttering.
Exactly. And there's a feeling of control, I think.
Hmm.
Making choices about what comes into your home. In a world where everyone's yelling, buy more, consume more.
Oh, yeah.
It's powerful to say, nope, I'm good.
I like that. Yeah. And it ties into sustainability too, right?
Huge connection. When you focus on quality, not quantity,
yeah,
you want things that last. No more fast furniture, disposable decor.
Investing in pieces you'll love for years.
Exactly. And that mindset, it goes beyond your home too. Shopping habits, how you see possessions, even your happiness. It's finding joy in experiences, not just stuff.
So modern minimalism, it's less of a style, more of a lifestyle.
I think so. It's values guiding you to a home, a life that's truly you.
I love that. Before we finish this deep dive, though,
oh,
you mentioned this idea that it's about expressing yourself, not erasing it. How do people make their minimalist spaces feel personal?
Those little touches,
oh,
the
yeah.
book collection showing your passions, art that reminds you of something special, a vintage rug, a bit of warmth and history, things that spark joy, tell your story.
And those touches don't need to be grand expensive.
No, not at all.
Fresh flowers, a family photo, something from a local market is the thought behind it.
Exactly that. And don't be afraid to play around, you know? Textures, materials, pops of color even. It doesn't have to be all gray and serious.
No, definitely not. Well, I think we've covered it all. Modern minimalism, the basics, the tips, those great examples from Alex Kota, really gone deep. Any last thoughts?
Just enjoy the journey. It's not a finish line, you know. It's always evolving.
Right.
Experiment, make mistakes, find what works for you.
Creating a space that's good for you, reflects your values, and makes you happy. That's a design philosophy I can get behind. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into modern minimalism in the UK. We'll be back soon with another exploration of design and how we live.